Some Florida citrus growers are finally starting to see an increase of orange production. Those who managed to stick around as the greening disease ravaged their groves have been experimenting with different variations of trees, expensive chemicals, and fertilizers. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros went to Hardy County, and she reports on what it takes to still be a citrus grower in Florida and why some are still in it.
The Durance Family Grove is in the middle of the state, Bowling Green, Florida. You have to drive down a narrow dirt road sandwiched by citrus trees to get to the large white house with wraparound porch. Their living room is well lit by windows looking out onto the property. 30-year-old Ian Durance is flipping through some old family photos with his dad, Danny. They're both tall and slightly sunburnt.
And what's this photo?
That is my grandfather and my dad right there on one of his farm halls.
Oh, so that's you and your dad?
Yes, and my sister sitting there. I'm on one side and my sister's on the other. You see how the trees looked then versus the way the trees look now, how flush and or how thick they were. And all the oranges are uniform. That's what greening does too. It makes the oranges look terrible. They're just not pretty like you want to see an orange.
Danny Durance was born and raised in this grove that his great-grandfather started in the 1800s with just 4 acres. At their peak, they had about 250 acres, but the citrus greening disease has cut this family's production in half. Danny's son, Ian, says the family had to lean on other farm sales to sustain the citrus business.
If we wouldn't have had our cattle and our hay, we would have had to push up all our grove.
But now, like other growers in the state, things are improving. They're planting new trees that are more resilient to greening. Ian has also been experimenting with better insecticides and fertilizers.
My son's got a citrus degree from Florida Southern. I told him, I says, Ian, why do you want a citrus degree? You know, you were born and raised in an orange grove. You've been in an orange grove your whole life. Well, it's very good that he did that because that is really helping us.
We head to the Durance Family Grove. Ian's eyes scan just about every tree from root to top as he walks by them. And then he stops.
So this tree has greening. That fruit right there will never see the juice plant.
Ian then spots Asian citrus psyllids on leaves of the infected tree, the very insects responsible for greening and the plummet of Florida's citrus industry.
Right there, you see that little bug?
Yeah.
It's kind of got a blue and then a brown wing. That's an adult psyllid. There's two of them on there. These are nymphs. So you got two life stages right there.
Ian says some neighbors have recently sold their groves to developers because of these insects. In fact, nearly 92,000 acres of planted citrus are gone compared to a decade ago. But this family has no plans to sell. Back at the Durance home, Ian's kids are playing with toys on the living room floor. Ian's mom, Julie, says she prays to God, asking him to wipe out citrus greening. She says she appreciates her husband's parents for showing them how to be dependent on God to guide them.
They believe that God helped get them to where they were. And they gave us a good foundation to build on, and we're trying to do the same thing.
Julie's in charge of the finances, and she's teaching her 27-year-old daughter, Clara, how to do it too. Clara looks just like Julie, both with small frames and big smiles.
We've been very blessed and really lucky, I guess, me and Ian have to grow up in this life.
Patriarch Danny Durance hopes to also pass the traditions down to his grandchildren.
The roots run deep. When you grow up in something, and that's what you know and how you live and who you are, you keep it going. I don't want to be the one that citrus goes away from our family.
His grandson, Luke, is 6 years old.
Do you help your dad in the citrus groves and your grandpa?
Huh?
What do you do?
I ride the tractor, the golf cart.
Are you going to grow up to do what daddy and grandpa do?
Yes, ma'am.
Just 30% of the growers from 10 years ago are still fighting to stay in the industry. And Luke's family is a part of that. They have faith citrus will still be here when Luke grows up. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.